Great to have your company, Adelaide. Big, big Monday edition of the Rush Hour. Let's get straight down to business. Results haven't changed since we were last on air. Port Adelaide a big win, and the Adelaide Crows, well, couldn't get the job done down there at the Cattery. Boy, have we got a show. Hugh Greenwood from the Adelaide Crows, a man who's taken the footballing world by storm. Three games in, we'll find out what it was like to be on the other side of the coin. Normally he's winning by 80 and 100 points. He tasted the raw side of defeat. Grant Thomas, former St Kilda coach, and a man who doesn't hold back. Maybe some advice for the AFL coming up, re the MRP. Maybe some advice for all of us involving how the AFL treat us. Lock that in for after 4:30. And the Port Adelaide skipper, Travis Boak, live at 5:10. Going to have Trav talking all about everything about happening at Alberton and how they've been able to turn it around. But I get across and I look across that a man is all business today. He's got the beanie on. Looks like he's just done a job, a heist, somewhere out in the city. Maybe he's a safe cracker. I don't know. The one, the only, Mr. Uncle Gift Jarman. G'day, Juice.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here on a Monday. Obviously, mixed results over the weekend for our football sides. Adelaide Crows, obviously the talking point around the change rooms of football clubs,
yes,
and office blocks.
Uh-huh.
Got to move on, but there's plenty to talk about. And Tommy Hawkins, Lou.
I tell you
he
what.
He got it.
Dave Danuto, if you're listening. Does everybody know who Dave Danuto is?
Who is it, Lou?
No. He's the lawyer out of the castle.
There you go.
Oh, that's right.
We're getting him.
Yeah.
And then we're getting the old boy himself, and we're going to the High Court. If I'm Geelong, I am going all the way. I am challenging this. The MRP have released it. 2-1 with an early plea. We talk about it next, Juice. I can't believe what is happening.
Come on, Lou. Give me a jumper punch. I'll show you what will happen next.
It's pretty obvious you've had one too many across the board. MRP verdict next here on the Rush Hour. Family, get involved. 1-3-3-5-3. 2-1 for Tommy Hawkins. What do you think?
It's the Rush Hour. Andrew Drummond, Dale Lewis on 104.7 Triple M.
A jumper punch has never received so much airtime, and that is the one from Tom Hawkins on Matt Crouch on Friday night down at Geelong. MRP findings are in,
mm-hmm,
and he's been charged and can accept a one-match sanction with an early plea.
Yep.
All right, so based on the available evidence, the incident was assessed as intentional conduct with low impact to the head, and that classifies once it's intentional and to the head with low impact to a two-match suspension. Because he's got no record, with an early plea, it goes down to one.
Mm.
Just unbelievable that this can even happen. Let me replay. This is the incident on Friday night.
Oh! And a jumpery there from Tom Hawkins on Matty Crouch.
Covered in both.
And we know what they've been saying about the jumperies.
There's BT going through with it. Geelong coach Chris Scott after the game.
I think it'll be bigger than it should be or would have been if there wasn't the focus on it right at the moment. The footage will go back to the Phil Davis one. We think it's different to that. We thought he was very unlucky then, and we think this one's more of a push than anything. Yeah, you should get penalised probably, but should you miss footy? Not in my view.
Wanted to push, we know that.
Clutching at straws.
The fact that they called it the head and it got him in the neck.
In the neck, yeah.
I mean, if my beef is not so much... They warned everybody, all right?
What's your issue with it?
All right, my issue is Trent Cotchin 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
He gets hold of Lockie Neal and goes, Wooshka. This started this whole jumper punch debate.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
That moment, that incident was classified as the following. Striking.
Yep.
Careless.
Mm-hmm.
Low impact.
That's 2 weeks.
One game down to a fine with an early plea.
Mate, 2 weeks, Cotchin.
Yeah, he didn't.
They should have got 2 weeks by the match review
panel.
But
he didn't.
And absolutely
Jimmy Bartel, who is on that MRP,
yes,
they went through it. We went back and forth whether it was going to be careless or intentional, which is the Hawkins one intentional.
Yeah.
Funny that the umpire on the scene, who was 2 metres away, didn't pay
no,
a free kick.
No free kick to
did
the
he?
Head. No,
great,
not at all.
Great tweet by the Padman suggesting if Crouchy was playing soccer, he would have got a yellow card for simulation. I'm not forgetting any of that because that's secondary after Hawkins threw it. But what you get, the whole MRP system was brought in for precedent, consistency, and saving of time and money.
And we haven't got any of the above.
And we've got none of the above.
Understand.
And what you get is, if I go and look through 5 incidents like the Trent Cotchin's one, I go, hang on a minute, how can Trent Cotchin, despite the AFL putting everyone on notice, how can you just change it from, in the space of 2 or 3 weeks, careless to intentional?
Well, because players keep doing it.
Yeah.
So the AFL have sent a message.
Changed the rule. That's not changing the rule.
No, oh, no just, it's not. Oh,
what,
no, it's not. But
done,
the AFL want to send a message.
Oh, I totally agree.
They've been told for 3 or 4 weeks, Lou, stop doing it, boys.
Yeah, that's right. That's okay. The AFL can spruik all that they like. The MRP, and that is Jimmy Bartel and co, go, all right, how can you then go now, after watching the Cotchin incident and the Hawkins incident, and tell me that they're changing their mind in interpretations. One was careless. Mm-hmm. One was intentional. Cochin got him on the chin, Lockie Neal, and held him up.
Yeah, could have broken his jaw. Yeah.
Hawkins didn't even get him.
No, he didn't. He got him just under the neck.
So my argument is you can't then, the MRP, and Jimmy Bartel talks about it, he goes, you can't make up the fine. It's there. The grading system is there.
Mm.
So how can you go then?
Yeah.
Why are they going from careless to intentional? It's a directive of the AFL. Mm. You're changing your mind. That's like going to court without anybody ratifying the change in law.
Mm.
And somebody says, actually, no, that's that, and you're going to now get 20 years.
The AFL
that was 5
wanted
years.
A scout. They wanted to get someone.
I know they did, but you can't win. The whole idea of this system, MRP, is that we get precedent.
Mm.
We don't get confusion like we're getting now. How come one bloke got off and the other bloke didn't? It's designed to streamline the whole system. So we go, actually, you know what?
Has it done
jumper
that?
Jumper punches? No, because right now
has
you
it
go,
done that, Luke?
Jumper punches are the flavour of the month
absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely, yeah.
But 3 weeks ago, if you're Trent Cotchin, so technically speaking, Trent Cotchin goes on to win the Brownlow, just say, for instance, because of the fine.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether that qualifies or not. But then Tom Hawkins can't because he decided to throw one 3 weeks later. Because he got his diary confused, he didn't quite get it right. You can't. It's like changing the rules mid-season, they do.
Yeah, but that's what
they
do all that all the time. But that's what they've done.
They change interpreter. There is a commission to do all this with. Do you know that?
Mm.
You actually got to follow a system.
Mm. But they don't follow a system. They make it on. They make decisions on the run. The AFL, you know that.
I know they do, but it's wrong. And Geelong should challenge. Geelong should go and take.
So
this
why
one
did
up.
Tommy throw one in the first place?
Because he was frustrated.
Well, don't
just,
do it.
He just finished fighting the two Crouch boys.
Don't do it, Tommy. Just cost. You know, he's out for a week. Don't do it, Tommy. You were going okay.
But 3 weeks ago, someone did one worse and
I
didn't get suspended.
That, Lou. I understand that, but they've been saying for 3 weeks, don't go there, boys. And what does Tommy do?
He went there. And if I'm Geelong,
he's copped it.
And if I'm Geelong, I'd go there. And
do you think they'll appeal?
I'd go to court.
You'd go to court?
Yeah, because there's a precedent set. There is an out-and-out precedent set. I would take the AFL on and say, you guys just make it up as you go. Completely make it up as you go.
We'll go to the phones, Lulu. Let's go to Scotty of Modbury. G'day, Scotty. Right call or wrong call?
I reckon it was a right call, boys, because, he punched him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Phil Davis one last year, I mean, he was pretty stiff there, but now they're trying to crack down on it. I reckon it was always going to be there. But I agree with you, Louis. Trent Cotchin 2 weeks ago should have got 2 weeks for that.
Two or three weeks, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
I get the point. I know what they're trying to do, but, geez, as a player, talk about moving the goalposts. Talk about moving the rules on me. And what's worse, didn't even flush him.
Nah.
Did it?
Do you think Crouchy was acting?
Oh, honey.
Deal or not?
I think
he was stunned.
I think he got more of a shock.
I think it
was
a shock.
That one was thrown.
I think it was a shock.
And he's gone, I better drop down.
And I'm glad Bradley didn't see what happened because I think Bradley would have reacted.
Oh, I think Brad was still sucking in from the fight before. 133.53 is the number. MRP, did they get it right with the jumper punch? Hawkins, 2-1 with an early plea. Honestly. Honestly, I can feel it dripping down my back, I can.
Oh, no.
It's the rush hour.
I can feel it's raining, apparently.
Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Going to get Hugh Greenwood on the show very soon, inside the next 10 to 15 minutes. The show is the rush hour. It's Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Talking MRP, talking jumper punches. Tommy Hawkins won on Matt Crouch the other night. Was always going to attract massive attention. 2-1 after it was assessed striking, intentional, low impact.
Mm.
For the record, Cochin's, the one he got off on a couple of weeks ago with Lockie Neal, was striking, careless, low impact. They've just changed their wording nicely to suit themselves. So 2-1 for Tommy. Phones, please.
That
Juice.
Will definitely send a message to the rest of the football world.
Can the football
the
world send a message to the competition?
Well, you can. We've tried. Match review panel.
Oh, yeah. Anyone.
Dave of Glenelg. G'day, Dave. Thanks for holding on. Yes
Thanks,
or no?
I agree with Louis.
Mm.
And the thing is, mate, right? They set the precedent, right? You can't change the rules halfway through the year.
Yeah.
And the thing is, mate, it's screaming high court. It could go to the high court. No, I'm serious.
Yes,
right?
You could.
Yep. And another thing, I love Tex. I'm a Kangaroo supporter, but the thing is, mate, he was talking to Hawkins, intervened at halftime or at the end of that quarter when it happened, right? Now, Tex was saying last week that one of his favourite players is Mr. Hawkins, mate. He should have gone up to him, grabbed him by the Guernsey, and give him a Mr. Miyagi to the sternum, right?
Yep.
And had he done a week, right, he would have got more respect than just having words to him. Right, you want to stop it? 20K. There you go. 20K. you can play. It'll soon stop. It'll soon stop.
Yeah, no, good call.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Michael of Woodcroft. G'day, Mick.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Your thoughts, Mick?
I think Tom Hawk didn't get the memo.
I agree. Missed it.
And, yeah, I mean, okay, the AFL's sending out a message and probably, yeah, he should have got two weeks, but I agree with the fella just before. It's just they should up the fines. As I said, make it 10 grand or something.
Yeah, Gary Lyon said that the other week. Make it 10. It'd stop in a heartbeat. If you're putting 10 to 15 as opposed to 1,500, they would pull them in
so
straight away.
So fine them, give them a 50-metre penalty.
Yeah.
Pay a free kick.
Back pocket. Well,
all
the one is the umpire.
Do all that kind of stuff.
The umpire didn't even pay a free kick.
No, he didn't get a free kick.
He's standing there.
I know.
Right next to you. The umpire almost wore it.
Yep.
That's how close he was.
Yep. But don't forget the siren. Didn't the siren sound...
Just after that, just after. The push and shove and the little back patting happened. Yeah. Next call, quick.
Matty of Mitchell Park. G'day, Matty.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Wrap it up for us, Matty.
All right. I don't think there should have been any weeks given, mate, because the umpire was there. He was standing right next to it. He saw it. So if he reported it and then gave away a 50 and a goal or whatever it was, then, yeah, no worries. Take him to the tribunal. But the umpire didn't report it. So where does... responsibility for the umpire. What's his lashback?
Yeah, nothing. None. No, he won't get touched.
It's getting to the point they are now on not reporting and leave it up to the MRP.
Correct.
Hey, Sir Splash, by the way, who went national again on the weekend.
Yeah.
Says the MRP is the most farcical thing to be associated with the AFL since Meatloaf.
That's a fair.
Fair whack. Absolutely bang on the MRP. No, seriously, I have no idea. Don't change interpretations because of media pressure. That's from Benny Parnell. Thanks, everyone.
Isn't it?
Love a young man in a hurry to do things, Juice. And he's a little bit late to the party, but boy, has he been good since he got there. I'm talking about, of course, the Crows, Hugh Greenwood. Basketball background, but that is yesterday. That is history. And the young man joins us now. Huey, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, a lot been made about the code hop. We'll get to that later on. Got your first taste of the other side of the world, mate. You've come off 100 and an 80-point thrashings, and then you're on the receiving end on the weekend. That's a fair bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not fun, and I mean, obviously the first 2 weeks were fantastic, but you know, back down to earth a little bit last week. But obviously, we'll address it and move on and get ready for this week.
So, how will you address it? Because it's three games now that some of the boys have struggled under pressure against some of the sides that have put some homework into the midfield group. How have you boys addressed that over the weekend there, Huey?
Yeah, look, it's hard to sort of pinpoint one thing when a lot of stuff didn't go our way on the night, but the good thing was it was stuff that we can control. We've shown that we can play at the level at the end of the day, we've won 8 games and we've lost 3, so we've shown that we can play at the level, but for us, it's about doing it consistently.
Hey, Hugh, from a personal point of view, and obviously you're playing a lot on ball, especially Sample, and got a lot more minutes through the middle this time around. Probably a good one to go back and have a look at. You saw two of the best at it, Dangerfield and Selwood. Did you get to learn a couple of things just playing alongside of those blokes, or was it a bit hard in the heat of the battle? And if it is, have you had time to sort of have a look over it and you go, wow, that's how you do some of that stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Pretty fortunate to obviously Fifey last week, Brownlow, and then the Brownlow medalist Danger this week, and Selwood too. It's funny, I grew up watching Selwood. I was a Geelong fan as a kid, so yeah. To be out the same grounding was pretty cool. Obviously, we'll play them again at some stage later in the year, and now that I've got some experience against them, I'll know what to expect next time around.
Mate, you learn from your losses. Now, your coach, Scott Cambriale, the midfield coach, has he sat down and instructed each player in terms of how we're going to protect Rory Sloan? Are you instructed to put some physical heat on the opposition tagger and other players around the stoppages there, Huey?
Oh, look, it's not just one player. Obviously, Sloan is a key part of our team. But for us, it's even contribution across the ground. But for us as midfielders, we look out for everyone. And he's the one that's getting tagged each week, so it's not just one midfielder's responsibility. It's the Crouch brothers, it's Dougie, it's whoever's in there working for him and working for each other too. So maybe didn't get on top of his man on the weekend, Sloaney, but he's obviously the player that he is, the level that he's capable of getting to. He'll address it and come back better next week.
Huey, the Octagon's calling the Crouch boys for a rematch with Big Tommy Hawkins. nice to see Brady come in and help Matty out. He looked to be at a weight disadvantage there. And the other question for you on top of that, are we suggesting that Matt's got a career at NIDA, which is the acting school?
I did say that. It's funny, those boys get into each other all week at the moment. They're on the same side on a weekend. They're best mates, obviously. So it's pretty funny So if it's a training track, they're the ones going at each other. But if it's game day, they look out for one another. It's pretty funny.
Hey, mate, what about Pikey's message? He's copping a bit of stick in regards to not changing things up when the boys are under pressure. What's been his message over the last 3 or 4 days?
In a way, we haven't put it on just the playing group or the coaches group. It's a collective. For him, it's disappointing for both parties. I'm pretty much relaying the same message. We've seen that we can do it and we're more than capable of doing it, but it's just disappointing what it looks like when we don't bring it each and every week. So, in the fourth quarter, I thought we were right, but it was more so, we had nothing to lose, so we were just sort of going for it. Whereas we should be like that the whole game. That's what we're at our best when we're taking the game on.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Being fearless. So, for us, it shouldn't come down to that in the fourth quarter when our backs are up against the wall. We should be doing that for four quarters.
The beauty about winning lots of games, mate, it's a nice buffer. You sit second still on the ladder, which is great. We've got to go off field now, get the four wheel drive on, Huey boy. What's happening in your world? Where are we at? We've got a lovely partner. Who are we living with? What's going on?
Mate, I've just dropped the dogs off at the groomers, so that's pretty much my life away from footies.
What type of hounds, mate?
I've got French bulldogs.
Oh, hello.
The footy club.
What are their names, mate?
We've got Jax, and you'll laugh at this one. I've adopted one, and he's now this one's. I adopted him probably 3 months ago, and his name's Rioli.
So, no.
the previous owner as well.
Good boy. Jax and Rioli.
And then my partner's. We had a little bit of visa problems. She got sent back to the States. So she's actually been in the States since February, but I'll pick her up from the airport next week. So that'll be nice to have her back.
Very nice.
Share a house with Miles Bolke.
Well done,
Huey. Is he aware of the fact when the better half arrives, he won't see you much for a while?
he'll be out the front door.
he'll be looking after Jax and bloody Rioli.
Take the dogs for a walk.
It'll be the first time, but yeah, you'll take him for a walk.
I would suggest they'd be the best exercise dogs in town.
Exactly right.
Good luck, mate, against the Saints. Yeah. Need to bounce back.
Mate. Keep up the great work, mate. Great to see you playing too. It's awesome.
Yeah, good chatting with you boys. I'll talk to you soon.
Very much so. Hugh Greenwood of the Adelaide Crows, ripping young man.
Yeah.
Two dogs, a house, mate.
And he's
and a wifey coming over.
Yeah, from America. Sorry, Lou family.
No accents.
I was trying to do Trumpy.
It's accent free rush hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
It's fine.
Righto, Jars, very good friend of ours. We love him dearly on this show. He shoots from the hip and he's got a fair bit of experience right behind him. It's the former St Kilda coach and one of my favourite men to follow on Twitter, Grant Thomas. Tomo, welcome to the rush hour.
Pleasure, guys.
I want to talk about MRP. The gradings are in for Tom Hawkins. 2-1 if he goes early. They've labelled it intentional with low impact, whereas the Trent Cotchin one, which set the world aflutter a few weeks back, Tomo, was a careless and low impact, and that's how he got his down to a fine.
What's the difference?
I don't understand it. I don't know where they're going from. They wanted it out of the game, but they brought it in. Now, Tom, he's got two for a little jumper punch and down to one.
Well, that's the issue. I don't think we need to understand it. It's just the AFL want to end up with the result that they want, and they just work their way back from there. So if they want to give Tommy a one-weeker, they've got to give him two and get him back to one, because they can't give him one which goes back to zero. So the AFL just work out what they want to do, and they say, okay, let's give Tom a week, because we backed ourselves into a corner by saying we are going to be totally intolerant to any punches, jumper punches or anything, not knowing that if actually someone actually did a jumper punch, they'd have to do something about it. Yeah. It's very difficult to follow, but I think what the AFL does is they say, you know what, basically the footballing public are just buffoons. They're just completely incompetent. They're dumb. They have no idea. So let's just pee down their back and tell them it's raining and everything will be okay. So, Tommy did one and, that's what they've done.
Now, nice one, Tommy. What do you make of a bit of backlash heading Tex Walker's way at the moment? Crows obviously failed to get the job done again. Sloane got tagged again. Dermot Burton came out and had a bit of a go at Tex, and just whether he doesn't throw enough of the big size around. Tomo, you've been in charge. What do you expect out of your leaders when things aren't going the right way?
Look, I think Tex is an enormous player, enormous captain. He shows all of the great qualities that I think you need. How much more can he impose himself on the game? I'm not sure. But look, if anything, just slightly, I thought he was a little bit intimidated on the weekend because he was missing a few shots on goal. His body language to me wasn't as what it normally would be, which has probably roused Derm up. But look, he kicked, what, he had six shots on goal or something?
Yeah, 3-3. Yeah.
Look, it's hard to be critical of, yeah. of a guy like him. He, you know, gives everything he's got, and I think I wouldn't be too critical of him.
Yeah.
What about the Crows, Tomo? The three losses have been served up physically to him, and they haven't really coped that well with it.
The issue with them is, you know, are they flat track bullies? Once they get hold of you, they actually ram your nose into it. Yep. And but when they're challenged, you know, they're always losing by 30 or 40 points, aren't they, or more?
Yeah.
So that's not a really good sign. But I think it also points to what everyone's jumping up and down about now, is their midfield perhaps just lacking that little bit of size. Physicality and ability. You know, I don't think it's absolute top end ability, but they're very, very good players. And I think if they're not on song or they're being minimised by the opposition, they can be, you know, they can find it quite difficult. So I haven't got them as premiers this year. I think the Bulldogs are the only ones that can compete with the Giants in September, and I don't see Adelaide being able to take that next step this year.
Tomo, last one, Port Adelaide. Blitzkrieg, opening half against the Hawks the other night. It was, to see it live, they were just
scary,
back to their very, very best, Tomo. Where do you think they can get to, and what are you liking what's coming out of Port Adelaide, apart from maybe Charlie Dixon, who finally has worked out when you're a monster bear like he is, you can do most things on a footy field.
Yeah. Full credit to Ken Hinckley, because I was a bit critical of Ken. To me, it looked as though, looking in, that he'd lost the players last year, and I think he's actually won them back, or he seemingly has won them back. Yeah. And I think he's had some deep thoughts about his own coaching and what's important, and that seems to be working well. They seem to be much more harmonious and playing with a lot of spirit and morale. I wouldn't take anything about their first half against Hawthorn, really, because, you know, Hawthorn at the moment, they're just they're cooked. I mean, you don't pull two of your best players out and give them to another club, but without sending a signal to the rest of them that we don't think we're competitive anymore, or we're going to rebuild. So, you know, you can't do that and then expect everyone to buy in and give their put their body on the line for the cause.
Yeah, well, Tomo, great to talk to you. Thanks for your insight.
Take care, mate.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
Grant Thomas on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
Triple M with Travis Boak, 10 past five.
Thanks for your company, family. Big hour still to come. We are going to talk about Tex Walker, his form, and just some of the criticism that has been coming Tex's way via the media. Tex, of course, was on with the boys. Was he on the boys this morning?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning he is on, the big unit. We've got a few grabs of Tex, though, addressing Dermot Brereton's criticism, also Tex on his performance and where they're at the moment as a footy club. But can I just remind everybody, 8-3 and second on the ladder. I think you'd take that.
Second highest percentage in on the competition, heartbeat. Number one defence, number on attacking side.
The segment that's taking the Rush Hour family by storm, round of music coming up very, very soon too. Just
Young Hawkins, please, for the 5 o'clockers.
MRP, was getting to that. MRP, go for it yourself.
No, he copped the week.
Yeah, two down to one. Week,
two down to one for that jumper punch on Matty Crouch.
Yeah.
All right?
It was assessed.
You're not happy with the
assessed
decision.
Assessed as intentional.
Mm.
Low impact, carries a 2-1. AFL got what they wanted. They got a suspension.
Absolutely.
Trent Cotchin, just by the way, for comparison, he's hit flush, had to hold Lachie Neal up.
Yep.
Striking, careless,
yep.
Low impact, 1-all, fine. Yeah. Anyway, they got what they wanted. Loving this. Loving John McEnroe, always have. One of my favourite all time. He's addressed the ongoing pimple on our behinds that is Margaret Court on the tennis ATP tours and WTA.
Yep.
Have a listen to Mac sort the old girl out.
Margaret Court is telling us tennis is full of lesbians. The way I see it, there are three options regarding this statement. Number one, this is true, and who gives a f***? Number two, this is not true, and who should give a f***? And number three, this is half true. And should we really give a f***? And when same-sex marriage becomes legal in Australia, I will personally call my good friend Elton John to host the biggest same-sex mass wedding ceremony ever seen in Margaret Court Arena. Margaret, that's just the kind of guy I am.
And he also he married her off to Ilya Nastasi.
Oh, no.
Who's been in very good
form. He's the bad boy of tennis.
Travis Boak, not far away, but right now let's try and give away the
cash.
Here we
go, Luke.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name.
Yeah!
thanks to Automasters.
When's the last time your brakes were checked? Better call 1300 Automasters.
Yeah, thank you, Automasters, making it all possible. And I'll tell you what, get your car in there, they'll sort you out and at a real, real good price. Juice, who's playing today? Who is putting their IQ on the line?
I'm going back home to prospect there, Lulu. Speak to Michael. G'day, Michael. Hello, welcome.
Boys. Hello. Ooh.
Mick, any feedback on how the statue's looking for jars at Roosterland?
I don't think North Adelaide are doing that well this year, so jars might need to get out there.
All good.
Hearing bronze, not cheap either. Hey, Mick.
Here we go.
He's all business today. 10 questions, like 60 seconds. Automasters Lifeline. Michael, you're all good with that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Do you want to ask for a cheeky second one?
No, thanks, boys.
Good boy.
We're all serious here.
I like this.
Oh, hello.
No, I like this.
Oh, hello. Hello.
It's good.
Right. I've had a look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I think he's got it all set up.
Yes. Let's go, Michael. I'll hand you over to Jars. Time starts at the end of the first question.
Michael, question number one.
he's going off memory, Mick. Sorry.
Which team is on top of the AFL ladder, Mick?
GWS.
Yeah, you nearly cocked that up. How many points did the Crows get beaten by on Friday night, Michael?
Pass.
How many Aussies are left in the French Open singles?
Zero.
Which side is higher on the AFL ladder, Essendon or St Kilda?
Pass.
Who is the leading goal kicker in the AFL at the moment, Michael? Josh.
Pass again.
Oh, fair dinkum. I'm giving up. Who won game two of the NBA finals today? The Warriors or the
Golden
Cavs?
State Warriors.
Thank you.
Jason Day is ranked in the top 10 golfers in the world. What number is he?
Pass again.
In 1996, how many tackles did Andrew Jarman average per game? One, two, or nine?
We'll go nine. He's an animal.
If Port win this weekend, will they be in the top four?
Yeah.
What sport does Kim Green play?
Pass.
How many points did the Crows get beaten on Friday night?
22.
Which side is higher on the ladder? St Kilda, beautiful. And
Port.
Righto. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. Who's on top? Who's on leading goal kicker in the AFL, Mick?
Josh Kennedy.
Yeah. How'd you know that? Jars, give it to you.
I was trying to get Google up, but it's time.
All right, mate. Well played. Yes. Over to you.
I'm going to be generous here.
One, two, three, four.
Five, six, seven. Correct.
No.
Well played, Mick. Well played.
Didn't use the Automasters either, did he?
I thought he slipped one in there.
Nah, he forgot. Yeah, no. He didn't use it.
He used the term pass a lot.
He lost. One, two, three, four. Yeah. There was five.
He was cocksure too. Great quiz. Nah, Louis, I don't need a second one.
$70.
All right, as a result, Mick, do you mind if I carry that over to tomorrow's contestant?
No, he can have two.
With your permission. Cheers, mate. Thanks, mate. Beautiful. $70 coming your way. Thanks for playing.
Well done, mate.
For those that you didn't get right, Jars, two tackles per game, 1996. Andrew Chuse Newton Jarman. He's not an animal.
He's all about pressure.
He's a lover, but he's got great hands. When you got ball in hand, you don't have time to tackle, Michael.
That's not a good stat.
When they're chasing you, Michael, you don't have time to chase them. Okay. That's how it works.
Number seven.
And seven. Jason Day's number three in the world.
Four.
And
I thought.
Kim Green plays a bit of netball. She's the captain of the Giants, who have gotten through to the grand final, but hasn't played since round five after doing her ACL. That's a great backstory, Murph. Thanks, Mick.
Thank you for the opportunity, boys.
No worries. Great to have well-mannered people on our show that.
Sir Splash on the Twitter family said, loosen up, Mick.
Yeah, but sometimes
Sir Splash, that's the way he plays.
Mick, some blokes are in quiz mode, aren't they?
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Game face on.
Sir Splash.
Travis Boak's up next. Port Adelaide skipper. He'll be up and about.
Doesn't whore himself around like you do.
Hey. Just because he's national, you're not.
Hey, if you haven't checked your brakes recently, call Automasters, 1300 Automasters.
I know, that's right. Mount Gambier's national.
Damien Barrett and Dave Gleeson joining James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless after six straight out of Melbourne, right after the rush hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M.
But right now, a real favourite of ours, and he's playing some good footy. His team's up and about. It's the Port Adelaide skipper. He's live from a clinic with the kids, Travis Boak. Hey, Trav, welcome to the rush hour.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we?
G'day, Chief. Mate,
we're good. Hey, you must be stoked where everything sits at the moment. Scintillating first half the other night, mate. Everything just starting to come together nicely at Port Adelaide.
Yeah, well, it is. It is pleasing the way we're playing our footy at the moment, and certainly the first half on the weekend. I thought, it was just an all-round great team performance, and no real huge stands. I think Charlie and, and Ebo had really good games. So I think it was just a great overall team performance, and that's what is the most pleasing thing. And so, yeah, pretty happy at the moment, mate. But we've got a big game this week coming up.
Trav, obviously, one area that you've made it very difficult for teams is to score against and the ability to lock the ball in your scoring half. So that's obviously been a real feature so far, but you still need to beat a team above you.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about that. You know, we would pride ourselves on our defence. We've done a lot of work on it over the off-season, and, you know, that was the biggest thing, is making sure teams don't score on turnover. And we've done a lot of work on that, and right now we sit, I think, the best defensive side in the competition, but we still think we've got a lot of improvement to do in that area, and we went through that today. And as you said, we've probably been scored pretty heavily against the sides we've lost against, so there's still an area of improvement there, and we need to make sure we bring four quarters of really good footy defensively, offensively against the best sides in the comp.
Trav, you're playing a slightly different role. Can you explain what it is?
Yeah, look, it probably has been a little bit different this year to my previous roles, and probably a little bit more time up forward and sort of then fighting through the midfield when I sort of need to. We've got, you know, Pep who's coming to the side, and Ollie's playing some really good footy. And probably the one is Ebo, who probably hasn't been talked about much outside of the club or outside of SA. He's been in absolutely outstanding form. So it's great that we've got the depth in there now, and then myself and Robbie and Chatty and these sort of guys can float in through the midfield we need to, and try and, you know, get a bit more damage out the forward, which has been fun.
Hey, Trav, as the captain of the football club, you must have had a nice big smile on your dial on Thursday night when the big beast, the big hairy beast, Dicko, ran amok.
Yeah, it was pleasing. And what's most pleasing is, you know, he got reward for effort. He's been putting in a huge amount of work, you know, not only during the week, but on game day. His pressure, you know, in the forward line has been outstanding. Yeah. And when you get a reward for that, I think you have, what, 20-odd touches and kick four goals and probably could have kicked six. And, you know, it's just so pleasing seeing him get that reward. And, look, he's an outstanding player for our club. And look, you know, the sky's the limit for him. He's, you know, he's going to be a huge part of our success going forward.
Yeah, good beast on the ground too. Good follow-up work by the big men. Tom Hawkins got 2-1 today, Trav, for that jumper punch on Friday night. Obviously, you guys have been schooled up on it. Jumper punches are a no-no. Where are we at? What's the gut feeling with the players with jumper punching?
Oh, look, it's probably been a you know, a talking point over the last few weeks, and it's something that the AFL are going to crack down on now. And look, we've spoken about it. It's probably an area that you can't really touch at the moment, and that's sort of the area they're going down. And that's probably you know, a realistic thing. And you know, we don't want you know, punches in our game, and you know, so that's slowly. You know, slowly coming out, and they're going to be hot on it. So it's certainly over the next few weeks they'll be hot on that and look to crack down on it. So we've spoken about that, you know, not to go into that sort of space.
Trav, obviously you and I have family connections. I think you're my fifth cousin in the family tree. So now you being the Imelda Marcos of South Australia, how many pairs of shoes are you tracking at these days?
No, I've slowed down a little bit. There's not too many additions that have gone in there. So, look, Robbie's taken over that mantle. He's the Jordan King of Adelaide. He's got Michael Jordan's coming out of his backside at the moment.
Yeah.
So he's doing quite well. I've slowed down in that department.
All right, Trav, do you ever get sick of that question? He brings it up every time you come on.
Every time I'm
and
on.
And chuckles.
He doesn't mind it, does he?
Oh dear, sorry, mate. Apologies.
He's one of my favourite players.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
Yeah, off field.
What's happening off field, Trav?
We tracking all right.
Where are we at these days?
Off field, look, Mosley's going really well at the moment.
Yeah, tick.
It's been good. It's been busy on the weekend. Mm. So we popped down there Friday night for Brevo's 200th, and it was pretty quiet. So,
lovely.
Need a bit more publicity, I think.
No, that's
but,
good.
Other than that, no, it's all going well.
Talking more of the companion stakes.
No,
mate,
no
where
lovely
you
partner
at?
Lurking.
I know exactly where you're going. That's why I
pounded
it.
Yeah, look, I love the Mosley, but I also, you know, you can't keep cooking your own dinner for the rest of your life.
Why
know?
Can't he?
it's not fun. It's not fun.
I got my sister over at the moment. She's cooking dinner.
That's
so
good. Well, that's taken
care of. She's a good girl, your sister, too.
Yeah, but
are you okay? That's what I'm asking.
I'm going great. I couldn't be happier at the moment. So
well done.
We win a few games, and I'm happy, mate. So.
We still haven't been over to the Palatial Mansion.
Not yet.
No, you haven't yet. So
that doesn't sound positive either, does it?
Hey, where are you doing your footy clinic?
So we're down at Glenelg tonight. There's about five of us down at Glenelg. We've all spread out through the SANFL clubs, and we're out at different grounds running clinics. So it's actually a fair turnout down here tonight. So it's been fun. We're teaching the bump, myself and Whitey at the moment. So I'm not sure why.
Yeah, probably got the two wrong blokes out there. Hey, loving what's happening, mate. You must be really enjoying your footy. Keep it up, you guys. A big test coming up, like you said, this week. And got to get yourself a big scalp, but well and truly firmly in the mix for top four. Well done.
Nah, thanks very much for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Brilliant. Right. And I tell you what, if you take that kind of evasion onto the footy field, mate, you'll kick five next week.
Oh, there we go, eh?
So nothing happening at all.
No, very quiet.
Right,
very
good.
Quiet. Just all about footy.
Just your sister over cooking for you and living in your house, okay?
we got premierships to win, mate.
All right, good luck. Thanks, Trav.
Thanks, boys.
I don't believe it. It's not for a second.
You don't?
No, not when you're winning games.
It's the rush hour. Charles and Louis, Triple M.
Oh, Melka Marcos.
Oh, I know. We've got the random music coming up next.
Oh, yes.
Rush hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M. AFL is alive with the round of music.
Is that Sammy, our
vice captain of the show? Sound engineer.
Very good job.
Tell us all about this segment.
Well, I came in about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I don't need a complete backstory. Just how the segment works.
Well, we're just putting music to footy clubs.
It's the round of music.
And how they went on the weekend.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, that's all I was going to say.
Come on, get with it. Sell it.
I'll start off.
Okay.
Can I start off?
Yeah, please.
This one here is regarded, this is to the Adelaide Crows, and I'm sad that everyone's whacking the Crows.
I think it's
a bit unfortunate, even though we're sitting 8-3,
you
included.
Yeah.
But I just thought this track... because they are breaking the Adelaide Crows fans' hearts, but this is the song that I think would be very appropriate for the boys at the minute. Tony Braxton.
Jeez.
I love this girl.
What a shocking start. Next.
Doesn't matter. That's what we're here.
Whatever he feels in his heart, Murph. Critique it.
And everyone else is slapping us.
What about Murph on the weekend ringing up, texting me on Saturday morning, DSL, going, you don't let me read the tweets out because Hayden was. How's the professional jealousies?
That is something going on with Shaw.
Just an observation. It was a fair point.
You know why? Because I barely had a voice, Murph, and I was saving
it. And you're still here. Okay. He would have had 5 days off, Murph. Another one, Lou, before we get some more. Matty Crouch.
Yeah.
This is his song, directed towards the big Hawkins.
Yep.
That's what Matty said. What was his name? Tommy Hawkins. Tommy. He's now got a week. There you go. So there's a couple.
Is that what Tex was saying when he ran in?
Don't. All right. What have you got?
Are you done? All right. Okay. In no particular order, but this one goes off. You might have heard earlier today, Travis Boak was on the show. Treads was going to be on our show. But we replaced him because we didn't want yesterday's captain. Take a look at
me, I'm yesterday. Oh, no.
That's the Treads. We just had Travis Boak on. Port Adelaide skipper. This one's for the Crows.
Yeah.
Midfield in particular, who have been described as being a little bit small. Short people got no reason to live. Wait for it. They got little hands. Sing it, Randy. Little eyes. Sing it, man. They walk around telling great big lies. They got
little noses, tiny little teeth. Don't. That's just disrespectful. On the nasty little feet. Well, I don't want no
short people. Huh? Just an excuse for you to play this song,
isn't it? All right. I got the message.
It's what people are saying. They're small in the midfield. I can't help with Randy sings
it.
This is what Clarko played to his boys after the first half on Thursday night. Zero.
Zero. Zero. What was they kick?
No goals.
Quarter time.
Zero.
Half time, though, what?
Zero goals, three.
3 points.
Thanks, Shell.
Good on you, Mrs. Shell, too.
Collingwood, who did wonderful things again over in Perth.
Yep. Seeing things that I may never see again. I love William.
That'll be enough. Put that down. And the final one has obviously has got to go to the Crows, who are just showing a side of themselves in the big games to be a little bit of, dare I say, underbelly.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit soft.
Eddie and the boys will be loving this stuff. Jeez, you've whacked this twice, haven't you?
I wouldn't mind that that small people again.
So you've done one, two bits on the Crows.
Yeah, oh, well, why not?
How come we didn't do anything on Port Adelaide?
Because.
Had a great win.
Well, what did you get? It's bloody your segment, mate. Is that enough?
I was meant to.
How much more do I need to do from an entertainment point of view?
It's a fair. It's good.
It's not my segment, mate.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
You got nasty little feet. Nasty little Sing it, Randy.
That there is Louis' song for Port Adelaide. You ain't seen nothing yet. Bagman Turner Overdrive with the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on Triple M.
Yeah, you got a feeling they're going to go up a notch yet, Port. I can tell you right now with the confidence gained in the first part of this season. Sky falls in when the Crows lose in this state. That's a given. Yeah. All right. And
it's a fair analogy.
Nothing changed after Friday night's loss down at the Cattery. I'm just going to throw a couple of things out there. Dermot Brereton, this is on Tex Walker. Tex was in the foreign line. This was done, this comment, mind you, at half time.
Tex would be well advised to actually use some of his aggression going for the footy because apart from a lace-out pass, he's been nothing short of awful.
There he is, Tex.
Geez, why is there so much focus on... I know he's the club captain. He kicked three goals, three, a couple of assists. Yeah. Where's Josh Jenkins? Why aren't we putting a spotlight on Joshy Jenkins? He had a poor game.
Because Josh Jenkins is not in the same vein.
But he's still a key forward.
Yeah, but he's not talked about in the same vein as a Taylor Walker, I wouldn't have thought. Would that be fair? Mate, when with reputation comes critique, you know that. Mm. All right. Text today at a presser responding to Derm's comments.
Yeah, look, I lose sleep over it. Not one little bit do I... It doesn't bother me what Dermy says. I've got my forward coach and I've got my senior coach and they're the two guys that I listen to.
Big man was prickly, which is good.
It's good.
Saturday morning, Dead Set Legends, the great KG was beside itself when it came in. It was. Made a big call on Tex and if you missed it, here it is.
Look, I love Tex, but I'll say this. I'm questioning whether he should be our captain, to be quite frank with you. Yeah. I think Rory Sloane is the barometer. Rory Sloane, when he does a Sherwood, things like Sherwood does, which Tex is not doing. And I just wonder also whether it's time that Tex went back to the SNFL and got things right.
We love KG, and I love him.
There's been a mix-up in a dosage there, I would have thought.
What a ridiculous call saying Tex go back to the sample. Yeah. It's not going to improve his form and get him confidence.
His state of mind, he was so frustrated, KG. So frustrated.
That's disrespectful towards Tex, though.
Well, yeah, it's grandstanding.
And look, Rory Sloane, one day may be captain of the Adelaide Crows Footy Club, but at the moment, Tex is our senior, he's our captain. They're not going to change that.
No, they're not. And
geez, we forget 3-4 weeks ago, Tex had a blinder. And so what about Tex's final series last year? Outstanding.
Yeah. Hey, don't shoot me down.
I'm sorry, though.
George, very passionate.
Yeah, I know.
It was on the phone to the other night of the round table. Curls, Knuckles, they were having discussions throughout the night. Mm. I think the thing that riled them most is that they want, especially big blokes, and this it just not only includes Tex, Sauce, JJ, Kyle Hardigan, anybody, Talia, anyone with a bit of size might want to start to throw it around a bit, especially when things aren't going your way. And that's not illegally. That's not dirty. That's just making it a bit more of a physical contest.
Yeah,
right? And then I'm glad you're a little riled up because, geez, were you a little bit – let's just fast forward 24 hours from Saturday morning to Sunday morning. Oh, no. I'm thinking around 10:06, 10:07. Yep. I don't know about you. Be kind to strangers and people who are old. I was always taught. All right, have a listen to you. Just open up, not the double barrels, but, you know, the whole shebang on poor old Cage.
I honestly don't want to be around negative people regarding the Adelaide Crows.
Okay, fine.
You were embarrassing yesterday on radio regarding your comments saying that Tex Walker should go back to the Sandford.
Yep.
No one wins down at Geelong. No one wins down there.
That's a graveyard for
every other football club, but not you.
You're being negative.
Captain down in the SNFL, which is a disgraceful comment and a lax respect. I'm ashamed to be a Crows player. Being in this flaming building with all the negativity with the Adelaide Crows.
And there was something there, and I don't know, it got lost in translation, the cut. You actually said, and this is good, and this is how fired up you were, so I know it was
real.
What
did I say?
You said, as a former life member.
Oh.
If you can only be a former one if you're dead or was taken off you.
That's a good pick-up.
That's a good, I was, but I enjoyed I it because I knew you were fair income as a former life member. Now.
You're right.
So have you and Cage
kissed
him? No,
we haven't. No.
Have you spoken?
No.
And in dialogue
not since 12:30 yesterday.
How was it when you left the building?
Frosty.
Yep.
Yeah. It was frosty. Mm. It was. Sean was there.
Yeah, God, yeah.
Yep. It was frosty.
Jeez.
Do you think it's time?
No. But time for what?
Time.
don't roll me up. Don't start me.
No.
Because I'm not in a good mood at the minute.
I know.
Because, you know, I just cannot understand the backlash regarding the performance of the boys. Yet they know they're not playing well. Good sides. Yeah, Geelong's a good side. Yeah, I've worked them out a little bit, but we're 8-3.
Well, yeah.
We're not bottom.
No, we're not
2-8 or 2-7 or 1-8.
I think the question mark is against a few of the better teams. You've not been able to.
Look, and
serve
I take that on board, Lou.
The old FTBs.
FTBs.
Flat.
Track.
Bullies.
We're not the Eagles.
No, don't you dare
put us in the same bracket as the Eagles.
No one called you mummy's boys. No one called you mummy's boys. I call you the lovely boys, but not the mummy's boys.